Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew 6, and let's release our faith. You don't want to just hear from me. I don't want to just hear from me. We want to hear from Him. And that happens when believers come together and look to Him. And when they don't just push their own ideas or experiences, but they focus on the Word, what He said. So we're going to do that, and believe with me for the Lord to speak to you. He can say things to you through me or whoever would be speaking at the time. He can also say things to you directly, not through me, but things about what was said. How many believe that even one phrase from the Lord could change your life?
Amen.
Answer something you've been struggling with for decades. Show you what you need for the rest of your life in that area. So His words are life and health. Hallelujah. They're everything we need. So let's agree together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree together as touching and asking for the message for the hour, utterance for right now. Speak through me, I'm asking, Lord, beyond me. Use me as a vessel. And all of us, give us eyes that see and ears that hear and hearts and minds that perceive and understand. Show us how it applies to us, how to put it into practice and into action, how it's supposed to change our lives. And we purpose not to be hearers only or forgetful hearers, but by Your grace we'll be doers of what You say. And we know as we do, when we do, we will be blessed because You are always faithful to watch over Your Word and perform it in the lives of those who do. In Jesus' name, amen. Means so be it. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, I want you to notice a familiar verse of Scripture to many. Verse 33, and then we're going to broaden and look at some context. And we're looking at some areas differently than what I have taught before. I believe we're getting more light in some areas. Matthew 6 and verse 33 says, Jesus said, well, let me read 31. He said, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. What is most of the world seeking after? They're seeking after what they feel that they need and want. They're seeking after security and their desires and comfort. A lot of it involves things, what we call basic necessities, where you're going to live, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. And much of what people do with the prime years of their life is working to get money to have a place to live, have something to wear, have something to eat, right? And that is much of the world's focus from dawn till dark. And He said, don't let that be your focus. Don't seek after that. Should we take Him seriously about this? Don't just seek after that. But verse 33, but seek ye, you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, all what things? All the things that the world is seeking after, working after, trying to get, all those things will be added to you. Now, that's not you adding them to yourself. That's Him adding them to you by things He does. You weren't seeking the houses and the cars and the clothes and the jewelry and the retirement and the comfort. You were seeking what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. But as you were seeking His kingdom and righteousness, the cars, the clothes, the money, the what you needed was added to you while you were not seeking it. While you were seeking, pursuing something else. Now, many know this scripture, but not nearly as many actually practice it. And I know, one reason I know that is because the Lord told me that. Some 20-some years ago, 25-plus years ago, Phyllis and I had been in the ministry for 5 years or so, and we were struggling financially. I mean, we had gotten behind. We had more stuff than we had ever had. We, you know, began to learn some things about faith and begin to learn some things about sowing and reaping, and the Lord had brought some money to us. But we had spent more than He brought. The long and the short of it. And how many know, even if you make a lot more money, you can still wind up in worse shape, right? And so over the course of 2 or 3 years there, man, we just kept getting more and more in the hole and got behind on our taxes and got behind on some other things. And we got in a real mess financially. And I begin to pray and seek the Lord in earnest because I know this is not the will of God. And we don't have money to give. And we don't have money to do even some, you know, small things that you'd like to do. Just in trouble. And I begin to seek the Lord earnestly about this. And He brought me to this verse. Matthew 6:33. And this is, I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside He spoke to my heart. And He said, Keith, you, like many of my people, you know this verse, but you're not doing it. My things are not first. When you get paid, when you get money, you've got, you know, your house payments, you got your car payments, you got your insurance, you got this, you got the other, and then you realize I don't have anything to give. He said, you're violating the first principle of prosperity. My things are not first. Your things are first. And I saw it. And I realized I got to make some changes. We have to make some changes. And a lot of folks quote this verse and they shout about all these things will be added to you. But there's no need shouting about that unless we're doing what? Seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What does that mean? I think much of the church doesn't know much about what that means. What does it mean? If I asked you right now, are you seeking the kingdom of God? How do you do that? What is the kingdom of God? What does that mean? I think like a lot of things, we've quoted stuff until it's familiar to you. And you think you know it, but it, just because something's real familiar doesn't mean you understand it. So I want us to begin to talk about it. I want us to get into the Word about it. Because how many are convinced that if you seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, all those things would be added to you? If those things are not added to you, what would be the first place to look? Do you think there could be a case where you say, Lord, I've been seeking the kingdom of God first, and you didn't do what you told me to do. No. You didn't do what you said you would do. No. Lord, did you forget? What? Here I am seeking the kingdom really good, and you're not adding things. Mm-mm. Has never happened. No. Never will happen. No. So if the things are not being added to us, what's the first place to look? Help me out. Are we really seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness? And do we even know what that is? Well, this is exciting so far, isn't it? Back up with me to the previous part of this chapter and see the context. See, this is not the first time he's mentioned this. In this chapter, in Matthew 6 and verse 9, Matthew 6, 9, Jesus said, "After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." What's the next thing he says? What? "Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Keep going, verse 11. "Give us this day our daily bread." Keep going. "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And so then see, you know, several verses later in verse 33, he reminds you, seek first the kingdom. He's already been talking about the kingdom, hasn't he?
Yes.
And of all the things he could have told them to pray about, in these short phrases of the instructions about prayer, the kingdom is mentioned twice. I was watching, this has been quite a few years ago, probably 10 years ago now, on a well-known news program, a interview type news program. And there was a well-known minister there who was being interviewed by the interviewer who did not claim to be a Christian. And I think a lot of this person, not saying anything negative about them, I think a whole lot of them. But one of the things that the interviewer said, and he was talking about some other people and how they lived and what they were doing, he said, "Well, now, you know, Jesus preached love and acceptance." And the pastor and the other ministers and people that were there agreed and said, yeah, that's right. So then he said, "Well, then why doesn't people accept everybody's, basically their sin he's talking about?" Usually when people are talking about love and acceptance, the next thing is they're going to insist that you accept their ungodly lifestyle. That's what's coming next. And but the preachers nodded their head and agreed that, yeah, that's what Jesus preached. Now think about this. Here we got somebody that publicly says they're not a Christian telling these well-known anointed men of God what Jesus preached. And they're agreeing to it. Don't let unbelievers tell you what Jesus preached and believed. Right? They don't know.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.